still at Lye Park, just exhausting the children. It's a great place, this. But also just kind of pondering and reflecting about 2010 and digital media, social media, whatever we call it. In 2009, 2010, I got involved mainly because I'm a developer and I do spend a large amount of time online. And I always saw that online footprint as an enhancement of my physical footprint, not as a replacement for it. And I did use digital media to meet some frankly amazing people and also get involved in lots of projects that otherwise I'd never have encountered, or only by proxy or on the periphery of what I'm involved in. But it does facilitate this speed and this ability to get together people to work on stuff very quickly. Like Lovefresh is a good example of that. Incredible power, and I still use Twitter and, to a lesser extent, a few other networks as a kind of internet CB radio. A lot of people who I just have kind of lightweight connections with. A lot of information streaming my way, organised heavily. And a lot of randomness, just for the kind of kick. But I do use it a lot more judiciously than during the honeymoon period, because I think things are maturing. And on my own personal stake, what's important is to maximise my time. I have a family. I have limited hours in the day. Okay. One other thing is I made a few mistakes, I think, as we all do, not just in the physical realm, on the virtual realm. You know, social patterns and social behaviours translate directly. They don't change. The only missing thing, really, if your connection is initially purely virtual, is the lack of ability to see body language. 1 minute, just putting Sunny on the slide. Swing. Okay, can you hold on? Okay, here we go. Sit down. Hold on tight. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
How's that? Is that okay? He's on the swing. Is that, you know, sometimes in the heat of the binary rush, you make mistakes in terms of relationships. You know, you basically have all this stuff invested and you realise that person isn't who you thought they were, or that relationship isn't. That relationship isn't meant to be an important one. And not to read too much into things. So, you know, moving along and moving on in 2010, I made some fantastic friends through Twitter. There is a lot more excitement and, you know, incredible work to come out of it. But I'm also not reading too much into a lot of it. Letting the noise, including the noise of almost false relationships, pass me by. When the real thing occurs, I recognise it. Over and out.